Right, as Rian said, my name is Garth. I want to give God all the glory tonight. About 2 months ago, I came here for the first time. I was on my way to PE actually, and my good friend and brother Anas picked me up on the road. And since then, my life has changed. I was a roughie, smoking dacha and drinking and you know, just walking away from God and where I'd been close to Him before. And I realized that I had to make a change in my life, and I came, and there were certain things in my life that there was a bondage to me. And I came here and I came up for prayer, and there was a lot of curses broken in my life that I'd been carrying around with me for many years, like violence. I was very aggressive, and since I came here for prayer, and God has released me from that, and God has delivered me from all those bondages and the blood curses that were on my life has totally changed again. I have my wife back. He gave my wife back to me. Praise Him for that. And I walked out of my job, I walked out of my job because the circumstances, they had this machine there that I had to stick my hand underneath, and I wasn't prepared to do that. So I walked out of my job and I said to God, listen, I'm supplying you. I'm relying on you now to provide for me and my family, because I can't work in a situation like that anymore. And I tell you what, He's given me such a great job now. I work for people we pray together in the morning before we start working. And it's just a lot of little things that He's done. You know, He's given me opportunities to share my testimony and what He's doing with me in my life. For me, with other people that are very down. And let me tell you something. If you feel that you've lost everything and there's no more hope tonight, let me tell you something. God is hope. God is the only hope. If you feel that you are down and depressed, and if you, I've been there. I was actually, I already had my car started, and I had the hose pipe in the exhaust, everything. And God just said to me, this is not the way you're going. You know, I've got plenty of work for you to do first. And He's given me so much opportunity to speak to people. And it's not your abilities, you know. God doesn't want your abilities. He just wants you to be available when He needs you. Because we are, here on earth, we are God's, we are His feet, we are His hands, we are His voice to call out to those who are in need. There are people suffering, and there are desperate people in this world who are thirsting for the Word of God. They have an emptiness in their life, a void that nothing can fill, and only God can fill it. The Spirit of God comes into your life, you're a different person. I could testify to that tonight. It comes with a thought, you know. You have to decide. You have to make a decision. And then if you change your mind, God will change your heart for you. And I just want to give God all the glory tonight. He's really made a difference in my life, and I thank Him and I praise Him for it. Amen.
Well, wonderful, Garth. We bless God together with you. I would like to, however, just ask you a couple of questions about that night when we prayed for you. I'll tell you why, because there are people sitting here tonight, and there are people that are going to listen to the CD that might not know and understand what God or how God did it for you. When you came up that night, I remember specifically that you made mention that you come from a particular background where there is an enormous amount of violence, there's a lot of anger, and there's a lot of destruction. And you also mentioned to us that your father was exactly like that, and that you kind of like began to see that you were acting exactly the way your father used to act. Was that right? Okay, just come stand here next to me, then just tell them a little bit about that.
All right. Yes, there is a pattern. You know, people often say, yes, you know what, you're just like your father. Or if you're a girl, you're just like your mother, you know. And that, it is. That's the bloodline that comes down with you. You know, family to family, generation to generation. The curses that your mother and your father had, that their mother and their father had, like smoking and drinking and stuff, you know, that comes down with your bloodline. And I understood that, and I had to get rid of that. I had to stop that in my family, in my bloodline, to save my children from going through the same things.
When I remember when we prayed for you, help me if I'm wrong, but your whole body began to shake, and then you fell down on the floor, and then you lost complete control.
Yeah.
Just, can you tell the people what happened next? Just share that with them.
Okay. Well, I can't remember what, much of what happened after I went down, because when Rion prayed for me, and the Holy Spirit came on me, and I felt that release. I had no more control, because I knew that there was something inside me that has been controlling me for so long that didn't want to release and didn't want to let go. But unfortunately for him or for them, my mind had already been made up. I didn't want them anymore. And I can't remember much of what. I remember falling onto the ground, and I felt so angry inside. I had such a rage inside me. And when I came to you again, there was just peace. You know, I had this feeling of this thing that it torn itself out of me. And I actually had a pain in my side where this thing had left. And I thank God for that, because it's only through the power of the Holy Spirit that can let go.
One last question. When we prayed for you, I told you that, based on what you shared with me, we were going to ask God to break the mold over his life. Now, I want to explain that to you. What the devil does in a person's life, how many of you agree with me that God's got a totally unique destiny for every single one of us? All right? Do you think that God wants you to be a carbon copy of your father or your mother or your great-grandfather or your aunt or anything like that? Do you believe that God put you on this planet to fulfill a unique calling? To have a unique destiny.
Amen.
Now, the devil doesn't want us to be unique. He wants us to be carbon copies. And he tries to force the weakness and the problems of the previous generations onto the current generation. And you know what? I know none of you can see in the spirit. And I can't see in the spirit either. But the way I understand it, if you could see in the spirit, a lot of people are walking around with a mold over them. Their spirit is crushed into this mold, and it's trying to mold them into the image of their father or their mother. And I said to God, we are going to ask the Holy Spirit tonight to peel this mold off of you. And once the mold is released, you will be the man God always destined you to be. The moment I began to pray and release him from that mold, a spirit of violence manifested in him. And Pros, just stand up that the people can see you there, son. You will notice my bodyguard that I take with me. He's not a small guy. Now, if you notice Garth, I don't want to say he's a 49-pound weakling, but there's not much to him, if you can see what I'm saying. And he was throwing me and that man all over this place that night, because that spirit of violence wanted to destroy. But within 5 minutes, it was gone.
Yeah.
And God changed his life. Amen.
Amen.
Well, Garth, we bless you, and we bless God for you. Amen.
Amen.